Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
John Wilkinson from Stevens County. Dakota, Senator Wilkinson, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Good to be with you.
What do you think of what you heard there? Again, you shouldn't have to go into agriculture in Georgia.
Well, Tim, I think the most disturbing aspect of those comments is the lack of knowledge or concern for our state's largest business. One out of every seven jobs in Georgia, of course, is directly related to agriculture, and agriculture makes a $73 billion impact on our state's economy each year. The poultry industry, a lot of it here in Northeast Georgia, has a $32 billion impact on our state's economy. When we look nationwide at where Georgia ranks as an agriculture state, we've been in the top five for years in what we call the five P's: peaches, peanuts, pecans, poultry, and pulpwood, and now we lead the nation in the production of blueberries. I really think a big challenge that we have here is the fact that the farmers in America have become so efficient that people just take them for granted. One farmer can produce enough food for more than 100 people, so there are not that many people actually involved in production agriculture. But as that number declines, the importance of those people who are producing that food for 10 million Georgians and 325 million people in the United States becomes even more important.
You know, that's one thing that jumped out at me, Senator John Wilkinson, with us here, the chair of the State Senate Ag Committee, or to be precise, the chairman of the Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Committee in the Georgia Senate. As you point out, one in seven Georgia jobs are related to farming, agriculture in Georgia. Stacey Abrams says you ought not have to go into agriculture. Six out of seven people don't go into agriculture. I didn't.
But
I mean, you don't have to.
But 100% of those people are dependent on agriculture, and we wouldn't be able to have the other jobs that we have in the state if we had to worry about where our next meal was coming from. I really think that people just take it for granted that as Americans we have the most abundant, the safest, and the lowest cost food in the world. In many places in the world, people are spending half or more of their disposable income for food, and in America, we're blessed that we only spend between 10 and 15% of our disposable income, which makes it possible for us to do a lot of other things.
The other thing that stood out to me about those remarks, the timing of them. I said it on my own Twitter feed, at Tim Bryant Radio. This may be the worst week for Georgia farmers since Sherman was burning their crops. I mean, this has been a devastating, a generational hit for farmers down in South Georgia. We'll talk about that in a moment here. But, I mean, the timing of these remarks could hardly have been worse.
I couldn't agree more, Tim. You know, we have suffered at least $1 billion in damages. Our farmers in Southwest Georgia, we need to be finding ways that we can help them. We need to be keeping them in our prayers. But I just think it comes back of a lack of understanding of our state. You know, we're the number one state in America to do business. And I really think one of the reasons for that is we have a governor now, Governor Deal, whose dad was an agriculture teacher in Sandersville. He grew up, he understands the industry, he appreciates it. We have our Secretary of State, Mine Kemp, who's traveled to all 159 counties in the state. He has a degree in agriculture from the University of Georgia, just like I do. And I just think it's important to have leadership that understands the impact of agriculture on our state and its economy.
You know, you mentioned a moment ago, Senator Wilkinson, those five P's. One of those, and this one's near and dear to me, I'm from down there in South Georgia, as you know, the pecans. And we're hearing now, and I'm seeing some of the footage. I'll be down there in a couple of weeks, actually see it up close and in person. Some of the losses to the pecan groves down there, this is generational stuff. I mean, depending on the variety of the strain of pecan, pecan anywhere from 7 to 25 years to replace a pecan tree that has been lost for whatever reason. And we're talking about just acres and acres, mile after mile of pecan groves that have been lost here. Some of these people, I don't know how they're going to come back. I don't know if they're going to come back.
Well, I can tell you this. It has been devastating. My predecessor as chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bullock from Oakelotne in Thomas County, I've talked with Senator Bullock, and I know his losses have been devastating. But I can tell you this about the farmers in Georgia. They are very resilient, and with the good Lord's help, they will be back, and they'll be back stronger than ever. But they do need the support of all the rest of us.
What's out there for them? I know we've just added to the list of counties that are now eligible for some federal disaster assistance, 7 more, total of 13 down there in South Georgia. Federal assistance, and a lot of that, I would imagine, would be going to the farmers. What, if anything, is there by way of state assistance, whether it's money or some other way the state can help?
Well, obviously, we have emergency funds and some funds that are held back for scenarios just like this, and I don't know the current status this morning, but I know that our governor and lieutenant governor, our secretary of state, our commissioner of agriculture are looking at that, and it's reassuring to me also that President Trump, secretary of agriculture Sonny Perdue, and Vice President Mike Pence have all been here in our state, and they've been huddling. And I'm confident that they will come up with a plan.
You're telling me, by the way, we got both of our senators here, Gannon and Cowsert, a couple of Republicans with election year challenges. You're telling me you're going to skate right on through. You didn't get any Democratic opposition this time.
Well, I'm thankful to the Lord for that. You know, I've always heard that there are two ways that you can run, opposed and scared. I'd much rather run. Oh, there's two ways that you can run. You can run unopposed or you can run scared, right. And I'd much rather run unopposed.
All right, quickly, and we'll let you go on this one, Senator John Wilkinson. If you could say one thing to Stacey Abrams, what would it be this morning?
I would just encourage her to get out and get outside of Metro Atlanta and really look at the rest of our state and just see what a great agriculture industry we have in our state and meet with the leadership in the agriculture industry and really, especially at this particular time, right after Hurricane Michael, when we have so many farmers that are hurting, to be just a little bit more considerate and thoughtful before she makes some of those remarks.
Senator John Wilkinson, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.